It is, as Isaac has reminded us, 100 years almost to the minute since the armistice was signed in Compiègne, northern France, to bring to an end war on land, sea, and air. And as you can imagine, was greeted with a variety of responses. Many Allied towns and cities, especially those that had been freed from occupation, across many of those towns and cities, there were just scenes of jubilation. But that celebration was tempered because many, many thousands of homes would have an empty chair. And away from the Western Front, the signing of the armistice didn't necessarily mean an end to conflict, for in many places that fighting continued while peace negotiations got underway. The war was coming to an end, and the colossal cost of that war was becoming more and more painfully obvious. Homes, communities that had been decimated. And so here we are, 100 years on, remembering. And it is so important. Because without remembrance, we forget so easily. Without remembrance, we tend to take so much for granted. Gilbert Foster was a young man when he signed up for the First World War. His 21st birthday was spent in the trenches, in a frontline trench, in mud, in the horror. His job on his 21st birthday was to look for snipers. And I know that's true because Bert Foster was my grandpa. On my 21st birthday, he recounted this to me. He'd never spoken to me about the war before, but on my 21st birthday, as I celebrated with friends, with family, as I had lots of good things around me, he recounted this to me, not so that I would think he was wonderful, but he wanted me to know how easy it is to take things for granted, how easy it is to forget. It's good to remember. It's good to be thankful. From 1914 to 1918, many gave their lives, and many others gave some of the very best years of their lives. And sadly, that has continued ever since. On this side, we have a memorial to the Great War. This side of the church, just 20 years later, the same thing happening again. It is good to remember and be thankful. It's a sad and cynical observation, but sadly true, that the only thing we ever learn from history is that we never learn from history. Yet, a big part of our remembering must be being thankful enough to have a determination that these things should not happen again. As those who follow Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, we should be those who build peace, who make peace, who work for peace. Not just those who talk about peace and who dream of peace, but those who actually make it and build it as we seek to follow Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Soon the poppies will come off. Soon this season of remembrance will be over. But we shouldn't stop remembering. We shouldn't stop being thankful. We shouldn't stop building peace where God has placed us. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." The challenge to me and to each of us is simply, what sacrifices are we prepared to make as we build peace? What sacrifices are we prepared to make as we show not only our love, but more importantly, the love of God and Jesus Christ? In what ways will you and I lay down our lives? Is it the laying down of our ambitions? The laying down of our prejudices? In what way will we sacrifice to build peace in our communities, in our nation, in our world? That war, 1914 to 1918, was known as the Great War at that stage because there never had been anything like it, and for all people knew there never would be, and yet it wasn't long before it happened again. It was to be the war to end all wars. And that was the hope which was dashed. Over these last couple of weeks, as stories have been told on the news and on the internet, and there have been exhibitions throughout the country reminding us of personal stories, I think it has struck me time and time again the role of faith during that time. Many, in the most dreadful circumstances, found their hope in Jesus Christ. Yes, they hoped that that war would be the one to end all wars, but supremely their hope was in Jesus Christ. The Jesus Christ who didn't wait for them to befriend him. The Jesus Christ who demonstrated that they were his friends when he laid down his life willingly for them, when he shared the truth of the Father with them. This is the Jesus who, while we were still sinners, laid down his life for us. So ultimately, our hope is not in military might. We pray for, we support those who serve in our forces. But ultimately, our hope is in Jesus Christ, who willingly laid down his life, not so that we would be his servants, but so that we would know ourselves to be his friends. As we remember, as we give thanks, as we strive to make peace, may we do so keeping our eyes fixed on this Jesus, Christ in you, the very hope of glory. May God give us the grace to remember, to be thankful, and to live forward. We're going to stand together.